Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I kind of thought the same thing to myself. Putting out that much material, like the Compass Project, 4 albums all last year, I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of all those different sub-genres of country music and, you know, all of those songs and the singles that came out of it. But you know what? It's a new chapter. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life, and I'm feeling good about Let Your Horses Run. This song means a lot to me. The message means a lot to me. And I'm really, really proud of my vocal performance, the production on this song, and the fact that you and I think all your listeners, you know, will see a side to me that's, you know, that I've not really ever shown in terms of my ability as an artist. So Let Your Horses Run is a very important song for me.
Inspired by your children, can you explain that?
I think the message in the song is it's a universal theme for sure, but I was thinking a lot about my kids, my daughters especially, and as they get older, what kind of message do I want to leave with for them? Mm. What kind of things and moments of inspiration can, you know, I impart on them? And Let Your Horses Run is a metaphor for resilience, perseverance, making sure that you can become an unstoppable force, and more so know deep down inside that nobody, no matter what, can ever tell you what you can or cannot do. And so Let Your Horses Run is a metaphor for, you know, becoming that unstoppable force.
You're going to be away this summer. Got a lot of festivals planned?
Yeah, there's a lot of great shows. But I have to be honest with you, even though, you know, I've been away quite a bit, you know, over the course of my career, balance is so important. In fact, I would say it's the number one most important thing, is because without family, without my marriage, you know, without my kids, I'm nothing. So there's a lot of great shows coming up this summer. I will be flying out, you know, my kids out to come and hang out with me or the whole family.
Yeah.
And we try our very best to look at dates on the calendar where I can take each kid individually so they can come out on the road for a weekend and hang out with me, hang out with all the uncles that play in the band,
yeah.
Eat at some great restaurants, see some great things. We did it last year, took my daughters to Newfoundland. So I know we're going to be doing the same thing again this summer.
Well, we're excited to have you here in Niagara, August 22nd, Jackson Triggs. What a wonderful venue that is. Will the family come out and see the falls?
Yeah, I really think so. That was one of the weekends we've identified that we want to bring our family out to. The Jackson Triggs Winery and that whole event is beautiful. All the acts that they've booked to play there, it's really, really special. And I'm honored that they invited me. It's been a while since I've been back in the Niagara area. I can't wait to see the falls. I hope I get a chance to maybe come into the studio and spend a little time with you. And it's going to be a great show. So yeah, the tickets are available. I think the website is called TIXR.com. And then just search Jackson Triggs and come and see your buddy Brett Kissel. I know I'm just a fan, but I might go full Ovechkin on the celebration.
Have you been to the games? Have you obviously been part of the excitement?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I've been to every home game so far and a few towards the end of the season. I even got to sing the anthem for game 2. Unfortunately, we lost in overtime. But yeah, big part of the Oilers Entertainment Group and everything that they've got planned. And they know that I'm ready. The minute that it's like a wrestler, I'm just waiting on the outside of the ring. If you tag me in, I'm ready to go.
Well, I think they are too. They're doing well over the Kings right now.
They are, absolutely. And you know, and the Kings are a really difficult team. But there's something different about, you know, Connor McDavid's Edmonton Oilers this time around. They've been in the playoffs for the last couple of years. Our guys are healthy right now, or at least they sure seem to be. And our goaltending in number 74, Stuart Skinner, I believe that this goalie can get hot, which he has been. Let me tell you, I think we can go a long, long way. And dare I say, win the Stanley Cup this June.
Exciting time of year with the playoffs and, of course, summertime just on the fringe there. New music from Brett Kissel. So many wonderful things to look forward to.
Well, I appreciate you saying that and for always making room, you know, to have me call and talk about new music and talk about what's going on in my career. It's something I don't take for granted and something I really, really appreciate. And it's a song, like I said earlier, I'm very proud of this. And, you know, the minute it's released, I hope everybody can go to Apple Music and Spotify and, you know, download it, save it to your playlists. Share it with your friends, and you know what? Send a text into the station or give them a call and give you guys a call, and hopefully you guys can play it as much as possible.
Guarantee you it'll be a fan favorite for Niagara country fans. Let Your Horses Run, the new Brett Kissel, and we're looking forward to you in August. Always a pleasure. Go Oilers, go, and we'll chat with you soon, my friend.
You betcha.
Have a good day, man.
Yeah, you too. Take care, eh?